Associate Professor Susan St. John heads the Child Poverty Action Group. She's the spokesperson there. Today we're talking about economics and working for families, why that needs to change. But perhaps you might address that critique there from Tamahere. I suppose you guys have met over the years, Susan. So what would you say to that? He reckons that organisations like Child Poverty Action Group should be prioritising Māori issues, and he doesn't see that coming from you. Is that appropriate observation from your end, do you think, Susan? Te lākou, and thanks for joining us.
Morena, and no, it is not what I would say was a fair criticism at all of the work that we do. There are many policies that we recognise are very bad for Māori and Pacific children. And we've been advocating strongly that those policies be fixed. And what the Greens have done is that they've said they're going to fix the worst aspects of discrimination. Essentially, that's what they've said. And it's something that I would hope that the Māori Party and other players in this area will pick up and endorse and say, yes, it's time that this happened. We have been disadvantaged by the structure of policies, and now we've got a party who is bold enough to address those problems.
But perhaps not with the sway that might help it achieve the goals. I can understand why they would want a fairer tax system. We all would. But sadly, it's those with the reins of power who have the ultimate say. Why does CPAG welcome the Green Party election year platform to prioritise the needs of our tamariki and our whānau and a shortfall for those on a core benefit? Working for families has come under their radar, as it has too for CPAG also. So what's wrong with working for families? How can that be improved?
Well, one of the critical things that's wrong with working for families is that it doesn't go in full to all low-income families. It discriminates against those that need to be supported by a benefit or part benefit. It isn't just that you have to be working. You have to be completely free of the benefit system to get the full package. Now, that means that the low-income families that miss out on about $500 million a year of the rightful tax credits that their children should have, because those tax credits are supposed to alleviate poverty, prevent poverty. So it's been a glaring anomaly and a thorn in the side for a very, very long time, and we have worked for the past 20 years or more on the discrimination within the working for families system. And here we've got a political party that says, right, we're going to simplify, we're going to get rid of the discrimination, we are going to give that $500 million in at the lower end where it's really needed.
Was it a bold move by the Greens? How might it affect those who are in dire need and occupying Struggle Street? I mean, the reality is well documented for many. And this changing of the tax system, will it have the immediate effect needed to support these families who are in desperate circumstances?
Well, it's the most cost-effective thing that could be done, this removing the discrimination, which means that essentially the low-income families will immediately see another $80 a week, which is a step change. It's not just an inflation adjustment. It's a structural change. It's extremely important. And it's not the only thing that benefits low-income families that should be supported by Māori and Pacifica. The other thing is that those families in low-paid work who earn over $42,700 currently start to lose their working for families at a very sharp rate. So the Greens are going to raise the threshold from $42,700 up to $60,000 and reduce the clawback, that way in which working for families cuts out above that level, from 27% to 18%. That means that those low-income working families will be able to keep much more of their working for families.
I note the Greens are suggesting that there be a 2.5% tax on assets over $2 million. I've already heard commentators saying it's problematic, and there will be reasons why it might be difficult to ascertain whether you've got what assets would come under this sort of scrutiny, therefore attracting the tax that the Greens propose. But even so, a fairer tax system surely must be the goal for all New Zealanders, wouldn't you think, Susan?
I would, absolutely. And of course there will be arguments about their wealth tax, and we might have a slightly different version of how we would do it. Those kind of things are now on the table for discussion. But we can't get away from the fact that we've got growing inequality in this country, and that you have to address the top end as well as the bottom end. It doesn't work just to say we're going to prop up the bottom end. You've got to do the hard look at what's happening at the accumulation of wealth at the top. And the accelerating accumulation of wealth has driven the huge inequality. We've got to start to pull that back.
So you'd hope that other mainstream parties would at least sense where they're trying to go, the Greens, with this kaupapa, and at least make some significant comment about it. But it seems that they're mindful of not upsetting middle New Zealand, who again often determine the outcome of elections. And both the major parties appear to be walking on eggshells here around that middle ground, don't you think?
They absolutely are, but they can't escape the fact that everywhere you look, there is social disintegration. We've got hundreds of thousands of families at the end of the week that can't put food on the table because after they've paid for the absolute essentials, there's just not enough money. This is not sustainable. It's not efficient. It's not productive for our economy. So those parties you've referred to are going to have to face up to the costs of poverty and the impoverishment of low-income working families. And if they don't, who knows what might happen?
Tēnā koe, are National and Labor gutless for not trying something different?
We're very disappointed that this Labor government didn't do it. It's had 5 years, and it still hasn't even told us what the outcome of its Working for Families review is. We've waited over 2 years. So we give our time. We're involved in consultations. We make endless submissions. We do advocate as best we can on behalf of Māori and Pacifica and groups, disabled groups that miss out disproportionately. And yet, we've seen nothing from this review yet. So it's really hard to be impressed.
Susan, thanks again for your thoughts. Appreciate your time when you join us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Susan St. John with us there, the Child Poverty Action Group.